Yeah, it's a huge honour for me. Sale's one of the longest established clubs in the country, and especially in the Premiership. So to be able to captain the club is a huge honour. Something I'm extremely proud and privileged to be doing.
Did you enjoy the role last year and kind of that extra responsibility?
Yeah, I did. I did it on a few occasions, all too brief because then I got injured. But no, I was really enjoying my role. I enjoy kind of leading from the front and leading by example, and hopefully I can do that at the start of the season.
For those that kind of don't know the rugby you've come through, have you been captain at Fylde and at Durham Uni? Is it something you're used to doing, or?
Yeah, I was captain at Durham Uni in my final year, and kind of captain low down at schoolboy level, so it's something I'm fairly familiar with, but not at this kind of level, so it's a good challenge for me.
In terms of kind of a rugby captain, it seems quite an influential role. Think of other sports like cricket and kind of putting people around. You've got obviously Dave Seymour has been done a bit of captaincy, Sam Tuitupu, Dan Brayley still around. Are you still going to sort of ask them as kind of how to lead almost, or are you more of right play and this is how I'm going to be as captain and maybe not say too much?
No, I've got a very open mind in terms of these are guys who've been around the block, and I've got a huge amount of experience, so you'd be daft not to take on board anything they say. And if they I'm happy for them to input at times, and hopefully my kind of captaincy kind of is done on the pitch. I think you've got to deal with the referees as well nowadays quite well, so we focus on that. I'm just focusing on playing well, really.
In terms of being offered the captaincy with Dimes, it's just a sit down conversation. Did he offer it to you? Did you talk through it? How did it come about?
Yeah, he offered to me. I think it was kind of last year as Dan Braid got injured, he kind of said, oh well, do you want to take on the role going forward, kind of thing, and offered me. So I was pleased to sit down, and then fortunately got injured. So I'm glad the offer's still on the table for this year, because fantastic opportunity for me, and it's exciting here at the club. So I'm really pleased to be involved.
As well as the captaincy, also obviously the 3-year deal as well. Kind of how much was that affected by recent events at Sale and the takeover, and what seems like a new start for the club?
Exactly, yeah. It was, once the deal went through, and you can almost see the buzz around the place in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And you've got to think about these decisions, but it didn't take long for me to think about it. It's Sale gave me my first opportunity, and I've had a couple of injuries along the way, and I think I'd like to repay them. And I thought, commit long term, and then hopefully a few of us will follow as well.
And I think this week a few people might follow. There's a few announcements on the way. But you mentioned the new start. It does feel like an almost different place. I was down here for the kind of the corporate barbecue, and the feeling about the place, it felt like I was coming to a different Premiership club and just the same sort of players. Does it feel like that from the playing side as well?
Definitely. I mean, at the corporate barbecue a couple of weeks ago, we usually get 100 people there, where this time is packed, and there's a really good atmosphere. I think it gives the sponsors and the fans a lot more enthusiasm about the place, and hopefully will attract a bigger crowd, and there'll be a bit more money coming to the place as well. So it's exciting for us as players and as a region.
Simon Orange has said there'll be millions rather than thousands invested in Sale. Again, is that kind of stuff you talk about the playing staff? Because you do then have more money to play on the playing squad, maybe one or two bigger names coming in the next couple of years. It seems sort of, considering where you were last year in sixth place, kind of a well-set club to do going up instead of looking down, rather than kind of the Premiership relegation battles you've had in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and our focus this season is purely top four, and I don't think too much will change in kind of this year. I think you can't just throw cash at it miraculously. We'll get top four. It won't work like that, but over the next couple, 2 or 3 years, there'll be a bit more investment, bolster the playing squad, and hopefully we'll still be in the Champions Cup and these big tournaments, because that's when you need a slightly bigger squad. So I think that's where you'll notice this change, where this year we can only build on what we produced last year. Although we've lost a couple of players, we've recruited well, and we've got a great coaching setup here. So we're going to push that top four.
In terms of kind of the investment coming in as well as new players, keeping players like yourself, the Sale lads that have come through, that's almost as important, isn't it, to say, listen, we are going to be competitive, and we do look towards the future as well as just signing the big name stars, keeping this home core of players at the club.
I think it's a big statement for the club. In previous years, we've lost the kind of the younger players who have come through the ranks, and for us all to be staying around now and hopefully providing that kind of homegrown nucleus of the squad, and it's big for the club, and hopefully we can bring more and more of these players through, and the more better players in the Premiership from the region, it's only better for the club, and it makes it more exciting as well. I think fans, although they like to come and see the big names, it's nice to see the local face as well, and it's just great that the club's ambition is now matching ours.
In terms of the season then, you kind of got a month to go before you get going. A bit different compared to last season, obviously, because of the World Cup. The Anglo-Welsh Cup is back. You're in the Champions Cup this year. Is it kind of an exciting time for a player, just kind of gearing up, because obviously you missed the back end of last season as well?
Yeah, for me especially, because it feels like I haven't played rugby in years. But I'm really excited for it. Just can't wait to get out there, especially first or second pre-season game, and then get straight into the season. We've got, you know, a good set of fixtures that we can really really have a go at. And yeah, I think all the players are just counting down now to our first game, because the pre-season can feel quite tiring and long. So no, we're all really switched on and ready to go.
And in terms of yourself and your personal ambitions, obviously you were about the England squad when the injury came. I know you'll say you want to focus on club matters first, but is that the ultimate goal again, to get into Eddie Jones's thoughts and mix because of where you were?
Definitely. I got a taste for it last year, and then it was kind of cut short when just I was finding my feet in the England setup. So for me, as you said, you know, if you're not playing well for your club, then you've got no chance. So you've got to concentrate on club form first, and then hopefully the rest will follow.
Has it been frustrating kind of watching England do so well as because of the injury, or as an England fan, were you happy that they were?
It's never frustrating to see England do well, especially when they whitewash the Aussies. But at the same time, yeah, you know, naturally you do feel frustrated. Like, I felt frustrated watching Sale at times last year, because all I wanted to do was be out there. And when you're stuck on the sidelines, it's you know, it's tough. But you know, that's hopefully it'll make me stronger as a person coming back. And I've worked on areas of my game, kind of my conditioning, physique, that I've needed to work on for a while. So hopefully I'll come back a better player.
What conditioning and physique is it? You know, more back days, some leg days?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Just making sure my shoulders don't pop out again.